Good morning, everyone. Wanted to welcome each and every one of you here to the circle. This is a
Diné artist Sheila Klaustar traveled a long road to sobriety. After surviving domestic violence and alcoholism, she turned to the traditional ways she'd learned as a child in northern Arizona's Navajo Nation to reclaim her life. As she recovered, she met Ray Matias Sr., a member of the Tohono O'odham Nation, on his own journey of recovery. They talked about the suffering they saw among American Indians in Tucson and how they might be able to help. Ultimately, Klaustar says, a shared dream told them they were on the right path.
I would say about a month or two going into all of this, we both had a dream. I dreamed, you know, about Creator and how he needed help. And there was a lot of people out there that are in need of help, all the way from the children, all the way to their parents, grandparents. How we need to all come back together and come back to our traditions and our culture and our language. You know, all of these things, we started thinking about all of this and how some of it is lost in certain families. We started thinking and trying to implement some kind of program to kind of tie in all of that together. And so that's how we ended up with that One Sacred Nation Healing.
Matia and Klaustar soon took their prayers and other practices, including talking circles and sweat lodges, everywhere they could, to juvenile centers and wellness centers, transitional homes and halfway houses, detox centers and mental health treatment facilities. They offered their program for free.
We're doing it from our hearts, and we know what it's like being an alcoholic, being an addict.
Word soon spread about Ray and Sheila's program, and demand for their services grew. Now the pair serves 200 to 300 people each week.
Thank you guys for coming. You know, I really appreciate each and every one of your spirits being here and coming in here and doing this recovery for yourself.
Traditional practices help people recovering from mental health and substance abuse disorders heal their hearts and minds as well as their bodies, Klaustar says.
The question, why am I? Or where am I going? Who am I? And not a lot of them, you know, ever sat down and really thought about that for themselves. And so when they do that and they start questioning and they start wanting to learn and they start, you know, I wonder if I have a clan. It all comes from the spirit. Because if you don't know who you are and where you're coming from, the spirit is unbalanced. And so when they get that knowledge back into them, that's when they mend their spirit. And that's when, you know, the spirit is free again.
Showing others the way to that freedom has brought Klaustar the peace she spent a lifetime chasing.
It just changed my life a lot. I just can't even describe how much it's changed to where, I mean, I just feel free now. I've never felt like this before, not ever in my life. And this is what my grandmother and my grandfather taught me. This is where I always hear from them, you know, when I'm in my dream or when I'm outside praying, that you are doing a good job because this is where you needed to be all this time. But you're finally here and it's okay.
I'm Gisela Tellis, Arizona Public Media.